George Weasley made a lunge for Crookshanks, but missed. Scabbers streaked through 20 pairs of legs and shot beneath an old chest of drawers. Crookshanks skidded to a halt, crouched low on his bandy legs, and started making furious swipes beneath the chest of drawers with his front paw. Ron and Hermione hurried over. Hermione grabbed Crookshanks around the middle and heaved him away. Ron threw himself onto his stomach and with great difficulty pulled Scabbers out by the tail. "Look at him!" he said furiously to Hermione, dangling Scabbers in front of her. "He's skin and bone! You keep that cat away from him!" "Crookshanks doesn't understand it's wrong," said Hermione, her voice shaking. "All cats chase rats, Ron!" "There's something funny about that animal," said Ron, who was trying to persuade a frantically wiggling Scabbers back into his pocket. "It heard me say that Scabbers was in my bag."
"Oh, what rubbish!" said Hermione impatiently. "Crookshanks could smell him, Ron. How else do you think—"
"That cat's got it in for Scabbers," said Ron, ignoring the people around him who were starting to giggle. "And Scabbers was here first, and he's ill." Ron marched through the common room and out of sight up the stairs to the boys' dormitories. Ron was still in a bad mood with Hermione next day. He barely talked to her all through Herbology, even though he, Harry and Hermione were working together on the same puffer pod.